We are on Daf Kuf Yudayin Amid Beis, three lines from the bottom. We had had before a Baraisa. The Baraisa, the Gemara started off with a Baraisa, Hagoizel Soda Mechaveroi, Bishotfa No, Chayv Lahamid Loi Soda Acha, Dibir Rabbi Lezer, Vachachamim Oimrim, Vacham Oimrim, Oimrim Rei Shaloch Lefonecho. So the Gemara explained this machloikis, the Abeleza holds karka nixelas. So if karka nixelas, so there's a chiv onsen on the gazlin. So therefore, if it shot for no, chayv lahamid lo yisoda acha. The chachamim hold karka ain't an nixelas. So memele, so there's no kinyon exela whatsoever that the gazlan acquires when he's goizel a karka. So you can say, reish aloch lefanecho, and he's not responsible for what happened with the karka. And the Gemara said, machlekes is toli, Rabbi Lezer is dorish, riboy miyitz v'riboy, and the chachamim darshan klal prato klal. Now let us go to three lines from the bottom. Bahot esanye, hagoizel a sapore v'shot fano. We learned another baraisa. A person stole a pore, bishot vanor, and then a flood came and the pore got killed. Chayev lahamid loy pore divir Rabbi Lezer. Rabbi Lezer holds he has to give him back another pore. V'chachomim oimrim oimer loy harei shaloch lefonecho. Thus there's no chiyev hashover whatsoever. Now, this is a problematic baraisa. Here, he was, everyone holds metaltalim nigzolim. So why is it that, the chachamim hold that he can say, arei shalach lefonecha, yischayev ba'onsim? Omar Rav Pope, so Rav Pope said, hosom b'may askinin, kegoin shegozal soda mechaveroi. They're speaking about he stole a soda mechaveiroi, v'hoisa poro revutso boy, and there was a poro that was lying on this soda, v'shot v'no, and a no came and was shaitef the poro. V'rabo lezer l'taymei, v'rabono l'tamayu. So let us see Rashi. Poro revutso, so Rashi says, on top of Amad Aleph, the gazlan loy moshcho, the gazlan was not moshech the poro. V'ahavi kikarkois, there was no meshicha whatsoever, but we'll see, he gazled the karke. So now, this poro has the same din of karke. Rabbi Lezer do'omar soda nigzeles, Ablezo holds that karka nigzeles, koine poro imo, so he was koine the poro together with the maise chazoke, he made a chazoke on the karka. That's the karka is nicknessed by chazoke, and if you hold karka nigzeles, so memele was a maise chazoke on the karka, you get kinyon nigzele, you chayev ba'onsim. Ablezo doma sodin nigzeles, koine poro imo, v'chayev l'shalim. The metaltalim niknin agav karke. So memele, the metaltalim are niknin together with the karke. The poro was revutza agave ya karke. So when he made a chazoke in the karke, which this chazoke created that he should be chayev ba'onsim, so als kinyin agav, he became a gazlan on the poro also. So the chotva nor on the poro is chayiv bonds. Ula rabbonon loikonesod, according to the rabbonon, karka einan igzela. So there was no kinyin whatsoever. There was no kinyin onsen on the soda. Veloi poro shebo, there was no kinyin onsen on the poro also. We have a moiridik mechudishtike gemore, the way Rashi says pshat in this gemore, that there's a concept of kinyan agav by a gazlan. The ktsois in Simen Ayin Raishay Siv Kotn Aleph, Kler da Shaila, if by hefker there's an inyan of agav, if a person will make a chazok in a karke, can he be koine a hefker de kekarke, kann ich bin mit keine die Metalltelem, der Hefkedeke Metalltelem, agaf kalke. There's a Svore to say, in the Nesivis and Simen Reish based Haketain is this Svore, that the holding of Agav, we learn out from a posik, Vayitim Lemavian, the father gave them Atonis together with the Kalke. So the whole concept of Agav is, with, if there's a Das Acheres Makne, someone is a Bailem on the Kalke and the Metaltlim, so there the Aloche is, by making a Maisekinyan the Kalke, and the Makna wants to be Maknim the Metaltlim agav the Kalke, so he's kind of the Metaltlim without a special Maisekinyan on the Metaltlim. But you need to ask a Cheres Makna, Stamazoi by Hefke the Kizat, I made a Maisa Chazoke in Kalke, so I should be kind of Hefke the Metaltlim. So the Ktsoi says Misvore Lachoyre, one should not say that Agav should help a Hefke. But when he got to this Rashi, and what became it, here Rashi says, it is also no Das Acheres Makne, Va'afal Pikein, we see that Kinyan Agav helps. So we see that Agav helps a fellow by Hefke, but the Ktsoi says, but there's one tonight, it has to be Poro Revutza Boy, the Poro is laying on this Kalke. That means even though by Kinyan Agav the loch is you do not need Tziburim, even if the Metaltlim are not on the Karka, you could be kind of these Metaltlim also. That if there's a Das Acheres Makne, so then the Metaltlim become Nigrar with the Kinyan Akarka. But here there's no Das Acheres Makne, so here you need the Poro Revutza Boy in this Episalomdis that when the metaltum as agabi the karke, so the metaltum get a din karke, and the chazoke that was made on the karke helps for the metaltum also. This is what the Ktsoi says. Be'emesin, the Nesivis is choylik on the Ktsois, and he says, by hefke zicha agav won't help. And what do we do with this Rashi? He has two mahalchim. Perhaps this would be like one of his mahalchim, but I just like perhaps to be mamtik. We once mentioned Amoyre de Kerabe Kevega in Ksav V'choisem and Gitten Chelik Bey Simen Aleph in the Chuvis. So Rabbi Kevega says Amoyre de Kezach that yes, Ksakashe. The din is a gazlan can only become a gazlan with a maisa kinyan. If you don't make a maisa kinyan, you don't become a gazlan. You have to make a maisa kinyan. Therefore, for example, if a person was moishech b'rshus ha-nigzal, so he doesn't become a gazlan. He can't make meshich b'rshus ha-nigzal. Hagboas kaina b'rshus ha-nigzal. If he was moishech it out of the b'rshus ha-nigzal, to a simtel be kaina. But you have to make a Maisa Kinyan. Without a Maisa Kinyan, you don't become a Gazlan. That's Muchach for many Mekayimis. So Rabbi Kevega asks, he says he doesn't understand, how could you make a Maisa Kinyan on someone else's Chayfetz? Yen is not Maknet to him. I mean, why is it called a Maisa Kinyan? There's no Maisa Kinyan to begin with. So Rabbi Kevega wants to be Metzadet to say that the Torah, if a Gazlan is Chayev, so the Torah says that the Kinyan is Ke'ilu, it was done midas hamakne. Ke'ilu, the Nigzel was makne to him. Lamai said this is the gay the chiyuv of the Gazlan, that the Gazlan is chayev bonsim. So Rabbi Kevega says that every Maisa Kinyan of a Gazlan works because I consider Ke'ilu, the Nigzel was makne. That's the Chiddush HaKro. Or else, and no Gazlan would be Chayev. Ke'ilu, the Nigzel was makne. And Rabbi Kevega says, Amoyre Dike Chiddush. He says, if a cotton stole, so a cotton can make a Maisa Kinyan, but Das Acheres Makne, Poiskim hold, he's Kainim in a Torah. So a cotton will become a Gazlan in a Torah because we consider Ke'ilu there was Das Acheres Makne. That's what Rabbi Kevega wants to say, Amoyre Dike Chiddush. So Al Koponim, Rabbi Kevega is mitzadet to say that by every gzeile we consider Ke'ilu there was a Das Acheres Makne. So Memele, the Raya from the Ktsais falls off. The Ktsais wants to bring a Raya that by Hefke. There's a Kinyan Agav. Here we're talking about Gzeila. By Gzeila, Rabbi Kevega's Metzadet to say that the Chiddush HaKro is Ke'ilu, the Nigzel was Machne to the Gazel. Zot the Mishnah Baita. Agoizel es Chaveiloi. A person stole from his Chave, Oishalovimenu, he borrowed, Oishahivkidloi, be Yishuv, or he gave him a pekodin be yishuv, lo yachzer loy b'midbar. He should not return it to him in the midbar. What if he said, al menas lo tzeis b'midbar, yachzer loy b'midbar? He made a condition that could go into the midbar and pay you in the midbar. We have to understand a midbar is a very inconvenient place for the malve or the mafke to get the money. That means the midbar is a mokim sakoni, giving me the money and going away. Goodbye. I mean, this is not called a piroin since it's a mokim mesuke. So that's what the Mishnah says. The Mishnah says lo yachzer loy b'midbar. But if he b'shas, he became a loyver or a nifka. He said, al menas lotzeis b'midbar, yachzer loy b'midbar. Let us see Rashi. Lo yachzer loy b'midbar. Im ein zeh toivoy, if the malve is not toiveyim, ein zeh yochel lechoyfoy lekabel choyvi. The loive can't tell him. Both of them are in the midbar. The loive is scared they're going to steal the money from him. So malve letzor azoyis, he goes over to the malve. Here, I paid up the choyv, a guten tot. Ein zeh yochel lechoyfoy lekabel choyvi. The loive can't force the malve to be mekabel the choyv. Oy pigdoyne ba midbar. The lab mokim shimur. It's not a mokim shimur. You're giving him the money, and what's going to happen with the money? 5 minutes is going to be stolen from the mafki, the malve. So that's not called you paid up. But what if he said al menas lotzis b'midbar? Kesalka daitach shomalei loive zem. The loive told him al menas sheneitze b'midbar. We're going into the midbar. V'sham efchaloch, and I'm going to pay you there in the midbar. So that was the havamin of the Gemara. That's pshat. V'hochi porech pshite. So what's the chiddush of the Mishnah? V'hamasne behedya lekabloi b'midbar. He said beferish that there was a condition that they made up that you'll be mekabloi b'midbar. So what is the chiddush of the Mishnah? V'remino, frek the Gemara, we learned abaraisa, milve mishtalemes b'chol mokei. The Gemara understood in the Havamina, a milve can be paid up wherever. Aveda upikodn, a mishtalmin ella bim kaimo. An aveda upikodn, where it was found, where it was received, there you pay it up, you can't pay it up, b'chol mokim. Al kaponim, so this barais is a stira to our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says, oy shalova heimenu layatzalai b'midbov. And by a loiva cannot pay up a malva wherever he wants in a moki mesukin. Here it says, milva mishtalemes b'chol moki. And the Ravid wants to say that the Gemara held that the loiva can tie it to the malva. Now I have money. We're talking about the money you lent me is not here anymore. Now I have money to pay you up. So take it. And evade the pikodin, which is ben, shememela, so why should you give it to me in the midbar? It's my evade, my pikodin, give it to me in the mokim mishuma. But over here he's saying, your money is non-existent anymore. Milbulates on it though. So I'm paying, I have to pay you. Now I have money. I want to pay you now. Who knows what's going to be later? So the Gemara Rahava meaneh, that is what the Barais is telling us, that aloive milve mishtalemes b'chol mokeh. So the Mishnah says, not like that, o shalove imenu leyach aloive midbar. Amar Abaye hochi kama, you're learning wrong pshat in the Mishnah. Milve nitno litova b'chol mokeh. Not that the loive can force the malva to take the money. The malve can be teveya the loive b'chol moke. Avedo pikodem loinitnu litova elo bim kaimon. And avedo pikodem, you can only mon it bim kaimon, where it was given to him, where he found it. He can't be teveya b'chol moke. What does Rashi say? Nitna litova. Im yirtze malve, if the malve wants, the yode alo yoyne, if I can't ever loive leish malve, if they're in a midbar, and some of the time came to pay up, it was, they were kevei asman, this is, the time came, and the malve comes to the loive and says, you have money, here's money, so, I want you to pay, I'll pay you later, no, that's the schusei a malve, the Malve can be Teveya from the Loivo, wherever they are now. The Loivo wants to say, I want to hold the money for a few days. No, the Malve can be Teveya, the Loivo to pay. That is Milve Nitna Litova Bechamokim. Aveda Bechodim Lei Nitna Litova. Says, what's the case over here? Does he have it with him or doesn't he have it with him? If he has it with him, so he says, give me back the pekot. No, I won't give me back the pekot. Why not? I mean, and if he doesn't have it with him, so what's that? What do you want from me? The pekot is in Muncie and now we're in Amidbo. So what's pshat? Milve pekodn va veide le nit na litav. As I fragt the shilti geboyim, so the shilti geboyim says amoyre de kepshat le nit na litav means like this, that let's not even speak about a midbar. Let's speak about that the nifkat is lives on one street and 5 blocks away is the mafkid. So the malva calls up the nifkat, the rabbi, please bring me my pekodn. So shteit don the bereisa and shuldig. I'm not a delivery service. You want your pekodin? You come to me. I'm not mechuyev to bring it to you. You come to me. And nifkad or the Baal Shemes Aveda, he's not mechuyev to deliver. I found it. You come to. A life is different. A life is different. Taka. A life have a life lishmalve. Therefore, I can't. You have to. Don't tell the malve come to me. There the loiva has to go and pay up the malva. Nitin li tova b'chol mokim. But neveda pikodin le nitin li tova b'chol mokim. Where I found it, you come to me together. I'm not mechuyev to deliver it to you. Al menas lo tzeis b'amidbo. It says further in the Mishnah. Al menas lo tzeis b'amidbo. He said, so the din is, he cannot give it to him in the midbo. What if al menas lo tzeis b'amidbo? So Rashi in the Mishnah had said pshat, that the loiva had said, listen, I'm going to the midbar, I'm going to pay you there. The malva didn't disagree with him, so he can pay him at the midbar. Frag the Gemara pshita. So the Gemara answers like this. In the Mafteich brings down, there were two girses in this Gemara, and we'll explain both girses. Lo itzriche the omalei lehevi hai pekodin gaboch. When the mafkid brought the pekodin to the nifkat, so he told the nifkat, I'm giving you this pekodin. Why am I giving you the pekodin? Da no le midbo nafikta. I'm going to the midbo. I don't want to have this pekodin with me. A midbo is a mokim sakone. So when he came over to the nifkad, he explained to him the reason why he's giving him the pekodin. Like this, he will be matriachim. He's going to a midbo. I'm giving you the pekodin because I'm going to a midbo. Da no le midbo nafikta. That was what the mafki told the nifkad. Fine. So the nifkat said, you're going to the midbar, I got news for you. And now the midbar, nami ba'ina lamepek. I also want to go to the, I'm also going to the midbar. You're giving me the pekodin because you're going to the midbar. I'm also going to the midbar. Iba'ina lahadrino lo chosama, if I want to give it back to you, I'll give it back to you. This is what the nifkat said. He didn't say befeirish that you have to accept it. He just said, if I want to give it back, I'll give it back. There was no agreement, an official agreement that the mafkid said that I agree, you'll give it to me in midbar, I'll accept it in the midbar. But there was a mashmois aloshin that he said, Ibeinam ladrina lochosa madalach. He told Ibeinam. Beinam means, if I want. Doesn't mean it's a psazo. If I want, I'll give it to you. That's what he said, but there was no commitment mitzad the mafkid that he'll accept it there. He said, if I want, I'll give it to him. And the chiddush is that this is not a tnai gomo, afal pikein. We can understand from the Lashon that that was meant, that was understood. That's the Chiddush of the Mishnah. That's one way to be Geiris, and that's how they say Rashi was Geiris. We'll see the bios, the Loshans are different, but this is how they say, this is how Rashi was Geiris. There's another Girsa in the Gemara, and the other Girsa in the Gemara perhaps will understand the Chiddush a little better. Let's start again the Gemara. Amenas Lotzei is Bemidbar. Pshita, if you said Amenas Lotzei is Bemidbar, so he made up clearly that he'll be able to pay back in the Midbar. Like Tzricha the Amalei, the Mafke told them, Lehevi hai pekodn gaboch. Dano lemidbar nafikna. He told them that, I'm giving you this pekodn, because I'm going out to the Midbar. The Amalei ihu, and the Nivka told him, Ano lemidbar nami beina lemevka. I'm also going out to the Midbar. That's all what he said. He told them, I'm giving the curse, I'm going out to the Midbar. He told them, I'm also going out to the Midbar. So the Tosfos read this Geiris, my Kamalai. What is he telling him? He's telling him, I'm going to the Midbar. He says, no, I'm also going out to the Midbar. So what is he telling him? My Kamalai, I be'ina ladrina lochosa madana loch kamalai. That's what he means. You have to read between the lines. He's not telling him, I'll say lechaim to you in the Midbar. He's not telling him some say baba maises. By telling him, he told him, I'm giving up a kodm because I'm going out to the Midbar. And he told him, no, I'm also going out to the Midbar. So you have to read between the lines. So we have to derive from that statement that he means to say, Rabid, I'm also going out to the Midbar. And if I want to give you the pekodin, you have to accept it. So according to this Girsa, it's a bigger chiddush that he didn't say anything in Be'inon L'madar Nolach. He just told them a part of a statement, I'm also going to the Midbar. But why did he have to tell him this? Not Samazai, the two Yidinus, he's telling him, you're going, I'm going. He means to tell him that I'm going to the Midbar also. So Memela, just like... So that is coming to tell him that if I want to return, I shall be able to return. So that's the chiddush of the Mishnah, that this statement means that he's capable of returning it. What does Rashi say? We have a different girsa Rashi, but they say girsa is the boy laduni ne lechosa madanala. Rashi mean it tana dafa gab the light laft my gomahu to be in a coma. He said, if I want, he didn't tell you that you have to take it. That is enough of a statement to be mechayev the mafkid to be mekabel. Zok the Mishnah Baita. Ha'imel lechaveiroi gizalticha. A person comes over to his chaver. He told him, gizalticha, I stole from you. You'll be sani, you lent me money. He's kata etzli, you gave me a pekodin. I don't remember if I paid you back. I stole from you. I don't remember if I paid you back. Chayim l'shalom. He's mechuyev to pay. Avo imam aloi. Eini yoideya im gzalticho. Im il visani. Im ivkata etzli. Potem il l'shalom. If he told him, I don't know b'chlal if I did steal from you, if I did borrow from you, then he's part of Milushala. Zok the Gemara, Itma, Mona li biyotcha, ba lo imar eini yedeya. You have here a teveya and a nitva. The teveya says, I lent you a money. And the nitva says, I don't know. I don't know means, could be you did lend me, and could be you didn't lend me. I don't know. So we have here, this is Abori v'Shemot, Rav Huna v'Rav Yehuda Omri Chayit. Rav Huna v'Yehuda say Chayit, v'Rav Nachman v'Rav Yochan Omri Potter. Rav Huna v'Rav Yehuda Omri Chayit, Bori v'Shemot, Bori Yodif. They hold that Abori v'Shemot, Bori Yodif, that means in Hilchos Toyim v'Nitin, if the Teveya is Abori, and the Nitan is as a Shema, that means Shema is saying, it could be Taka that you lent me. So we give it to the Teveya, Bori Yodet. Rab Nachman v'Rab Yechen Amri Potter, Uki Mamoyne Becheskas Mori. Vinisht vi, the Nitva is a Murzik. a tainus bori of a teveya is not strong enough to be mitzi from a muchzik. Fine. So we have a machloikes, Ravun Rabbi Yudah Old Bor Vishem Bor Yodev, Rav Nachman, Rabbi Yechon Old Bor Vishem Lav Bor Yodev. So now let's go to our Mishnah. Avolim Omaloi Eini Yedeya Imel Visani. But let's go to the Sefer. The Sefer says, he said, I don't know if you lent me. So it says in the Mishnah, Yepota. Hey Chidomi, Ilei Medoloi Katov Alei. If it's speaking about that he wasn't Teveya, that means the Nitzvah comes over to a person. He says, no, I don't know if you lent me money. And that's, and it's speaking about without a Tviya. And it says he's Potter. But Sareishin Ami, the Loika Tovalei. He also wasn't Teveya. And he says, Azicha Baruch, I don't know if I paid you up. Am I Chayit? So why is he chayiv in the reisha without a tviya? Why is he chayiv? Why is he chayiv? So it can't be that's without a tviya, because then you wouldn't be chayiv in the reisha. Ela de katovale. So we have to say it's speaking about if the reisha says you're chayiv, so it has to be speaking about the katovale that he was teveya. Uktoni seife poto milushalem. And the Sefer says, Yepota. So we have a raya, Rav Nachman, Rav Yechonin. He says, the reisha that says Yechayib, Zichri has to be with a tviya. Without a tviya, the person says, Tamazai, I don't know if I paid you up, and the Nitva doesn't, and the Teve doesn't say anything. So the Gemara, the Yezichri, Potter to pay. So Kochach, it has to be that there was a tviya. And then the Sefer it says, Monali biyotcho. And the Sefer says, any day im imil visani. So it's also speaking up with a tviya. And the Mishnah says, yepota. So we see a rayat Rav Nachman, Rav Yechonim. Ktoni Sefer pota milishalem. So we hear here the vial, a rayat to Rav Nachman, Rav Yechonim. Before we see the dichoy of the Gemara, let us first learn Rashi and Tosfos. Zogt Rashi, Rav Huna v'Rav Yehuda Omri Chayiv L'Shalem. He's Chayiv to pay. The Tainus Bori is strong enough to be Meitzi from a Muzik. Potter, Rav Nachman, Rav Yechon say Potter, Umiyo Yishpa, K'da Omar Shein Yedeh. Now Rashi had something what the Gemara didn't mention. Rashi says, Yenner is a teveya. Yenner says, I lent you money. He says, I don't know if you lent me money. So Rashi says, he has to swear that he doesn't know. Shein yedeya shechayiv leiklum. Deloy odev shemo mi bori. Deinami avitoin locha ein locha biyodi klum av mishvin leishvu es hese. So Rashi says, I'm going to kecheshb. Rashi says, the Gemara in Shavuos says, there's such a concept of a Shavuos Heses. The concept of Shavuos Heses is, Midarabonon, Chazal, Womater, or Shavua, Ananitva. The Gemara says, because it's a Cheshben, Ein Odom, Teveye, Elim, Kein Yeshlag. If a person schleps someone to Bezdin, they Teveye him in Bezdin, and to say that it's Nishkishtoiken, Nishkifloiken, he wants to steal from him, that's not the way you steal. To schlep him to Bezen, Teveya, ain't Adam Teveya, Elim Kein Yeshla. You Teveya and Bezen, Mistoma, he owes. That's all right. Good, Yen is Makrish. Could be Ishtamutikom, Mistama, the Gemara says. As Al Kaponim, this Oichoch of in Adam Teveya, Kein Yeshla, is a raya that, Yesh Dvorim begav. Al Kaponim to be Mechaim, the Nitva Ashwur. So if the Nitva would say, I didn't borrow from you, so Bezel say, fine, you're potter to pay, but swear Ashvuas Heses that you didn't borrow. So Trashi Amir de Kechem. So he says, what if the Nitva says, I don't know? He's not Makrishim. He says, could be you're right, but could be you're wrong. So Kaponim swear that you don't know. Let's see you tell him the truth. If the Chazal were Mechayev every Nitva, even though he's Makrish, Chazal were mechayiv him to swear to be mevar that he's telling the truth. Al kabon, you're not a liar. You're not mechayiv to pay. It's about, but al kabon, swear he's telling the truth. Zukt Rashi, if he says any idea, so swear also. Swear also that you're telling the truth. The Yodif Shema mi Bori. Hashem is not better than a Bori. The Inami Avetoin le Eilacha be Yodiklum. Ave Mashbin le Shvuas Heses. If he would have been Makrish him, he'd have to swear Shvuas Heses. So who Adin, if he says Ein Yedeh, he'll have to swear Shvuas Heses. So now the Gemara says, how is the Sefer speaking about? So the Gemara said, the Kotovalai, Bamalai Gizaltani, the Havi, time is bold. Now let us see Taisvis. Ba'ala Oimer Eini Yedeya. This is the Machloikis. Ba'ala Oimer Eini Yedeya. Perish im Hivke Detzli. He says, you say you gave me a pakot. I don't know if you gave me a pakot. Aval Eini Yedeya Michzarti Loch Chayib Lekul Alme Kamei Reisha Dimasnis. But if there's a Bori Veshemo, and the Nitva is moide that there was a Chayib, and the Nitva says, I don't know if I paid up, I don't know if the Chayib was paid up, Chayib Lekul Alme, then everyone agrees, Ein Bori Ein Yedeya Paraticho, by Bori Veshemo, Yechayim Kamei Reisha Dimasnisim. Well, the safe the position of the Madame Lobesoma. The more wanted the Madame the Machlaikis. Rabbi Yehudim and Rabbi Yechanin to our Mishnah and speaking about with a Teveya. He's Teveya. So in the safe your potter is a riot to Rabbi Yechanin. But Al Kaponim, you see in the Reishev, he's made that there was a Chiyiv. There was a Cheskas Chiyiv. I owed you. Now is Mesubik if he paid up. The others want to say pshat, a bori v'shema, and there's a chazoke, misayeya, the teveya, then you say bori v'shema, bori yodim. So here there was a cheskas chiyuv, he zicha borrowed from him, asofa can be paid up or not, so bori v'shema with a cheskas chiyuv, we believe the bori. Now, let us see the next taisvis. Rav Nachman, Rav Yochanan, Omri Potter, the came along to Rav Nachman Bedini, we passed like Rav Nachman. So, Lamaise, Bori, Veshemo, Lav Bori Yodiv. He told him, I lent you money, and he says, I don't know if you lent me money, you're potter. Upeirish bekuntre, so Rashi said, the Mashbiyin, Oisoi, Shvuas Heses, She'en Yodeya. But Al Koponim, Yitaka potter, but the Nitva will have to swear Shvuas Heses, that he doesn't know. So Rashi says, the loy odif mi ilu hoye kaifa legamri. If he would have been kaifa legamri, if he would have said, I never borrowed from you, he'd have to swear shvuas heses. So if he says, could be you're right, so there's more tzad to the tviya of the teveya, zizicha has to swear shvuas heses. Venire de soiver bekuntres kelishne kame de Rav Nachman. The Peirik Shvuas Adayonim. The Areisha Diktoni Hoso. There's a Gemara in Shvuas. There's a Mishnah in Shvuas. And there's a member of Rav Nachman. And there's a Machloikis in the Gemara on which both of the Mishnah Rav Nachman said his member. Now, one man the Yomer holds that Rav Nachman said his member on the Reish. Diktoni Hoso. It says as follows. The Reish says, Monali Biyotcho. That someone is tevei, someone a money, and he answered him, "Ein lecha biyodi klum, potter. He's potter to pay." That's the Mishnah. Koma Rav Nachman. So the Rav Nachman says, "Umash bi noise shvuas heses." You have to swear shvuas heses. So Rav Nachman said clearly that if a person is tevei, someone, even though he's makrishim, the zachiv shvuas heses. That's one man the young man shvuas. Avol ike the masni lo aseifet. Others learn that Rav Nachman's memra was sent on the seifet. What does it say in the seifet? Amon ali biyotcha.
a different scenario. He told them, I lent you a money. He said, yeah, you're right. I can borrow the money from you. No, you're 100% right. Lamocha omale tenayli. No, you borrowed from me a money. Pay it back. He says, Nasativ loch, I gave it back to you last night. You're right. I borrowed a money from you. I paid you back last night. What are you moneying from me? Potter. So there it says he's potter to pay. And then there Rav Nachman said, but he's chayiv to swear. And there Rav Nachman said, you're chayiv to swear. The davke b'seifa dike drore de mamoyne koma Rav Nachman de meshbin oisei shvuas heses abel arei shaloi. Not like this. In the case of the seifa, we see that there's a bigger shaykhis moment to the tebeya, because let's see the whole scenario. He said, I lent you a money. He said, yes, you lent me. I owe you. So we see the nitva was moide. Now all of a sudden, I became a new shayla. Then he says, I paid you up. He said, you didn't pay up. But we see clearly that the teveya retzim zach. He lent him money. The nitva says, you're true. I borrowed it. You're saying the truth. I borrowed money. There Rav Nachman said, there's a din of shvuas heses. Even though now he's a kaifa, he says, I paid you up, but we heard from the Nitva that the Teveya has a tree on him, had a tree on him, Al Kapot. And the Reisha was, there's a difference of opinion. The Malva says, Monali biyotcha, and the Nitva says, no, I never borrowed from your money. So Memele, if Rav Nachman is going on the Reisha, so Rav Nachman holds that a fellow without a dror de mamoyne, without us seeing that yesh dvorim begav, that the teveya is a shaychus moment over here, you still chayiv to swear. That's if he goes on the reisha. If he goes on the sefer is speaking about a different scenario. The sefer is speaking about that he said that you're right, that I can borrow it from you. Now there's a difference of opinion if he paid up or he didn't pay up. So now, if Rashi says that if Yana says monali biyotcha, and he says eini yedei mechuyev to swear, so see Rashi is going according to the first lashon, and you don't need a dror de mamoyne. If you paskal like the second lashon, so you only this the whole halacha of shuas heses was only with a dror de mamoyne. There's no dror de mamoyne here. Dror de mamoyne is that we see klal that teveya has a tvi. Now let's see Tosfos innovating. Venire de seiver bekuntres, kalishne kame der Rav Nachman, der Perk Shvus Adayonim. Da reise de kani hasse man ubi yotrein lach ubi yodi klum pota, kama Rav Nachman, shmi neise Shvus Esses. Aval ike de masni lo a seife, amon ili bi yot volom le hen le moch amol le tinei li nesatib lach pota, de davke beseike de seife di ke dro, de moine kama Rav Nachman, shmi neise Shvus Esses. Aval reise loi. So it seems that Rashi holds like the first lotion. Bechenira lochik lotion arishin. Okay, we do paskin like the first lotion. The lishne kame stomme de Talmude. The Gemara says, Omar Rav Kav, Omar Rav Nachman, without any names. Ava lishne basra, Rab Chavivu de masnilo. The lishne basra, Rab Chavivu. Fine. Bepeire kame de bov metzi. Smelu we paskin like the first lotion. Gabi Yehu Raya, Maisi Nami Lishne Kame Derav Nachman. There the Gemara brings the Lishne Kame Derav Nachman. Now let's just say for 2 minutes what the Gemara Bob and Messiah is speaking about. Very interesting Maisa. The Gemara Bob Messiah relates as follows. There was a person, let's be a little Megashim Dinyan, there was a person, let's say he had 20 tzayim. Every day is to give over to Araya these 20 tzayim. When he gave it over, he used to call to Adim, look, I'm giving him over 20 tzayim. This is day after day after day. He always got back to 20 tzayim. One day, he gave it over to him without Adim witnessing that he gave him over the 20 tzayim. No, at the end of the day, he comes over to Araya, where's the tzayim? What tzayim? When tzayim? He never gave me any tzayim today. Bitter. So the Gemara says, then two Edom came later, and two Edom said that they saw this Roye eat up two of his tzayin. There's a din on 20 tzayin, but they saw that this Roye ate up two of the tzayin of the Balabites. So there's a memra of Rab Chiya that just like there's a shvur deraisa by Moide Bemitzis, and if, let's say, if the Balabos would have been Teveya 20 tzayin, and he's Moide, I only gave me two, or I owe you two. So that's a shvur's Moide Bemitzis. Rab Chiya says, even though the nitva is a kaifa hakel, but if two Edom say he owes you two, so dos Edom is like a dos pi. Just like if he's moider that he owes two and he's kaifa the other 18, you have to swear shvur deraisa. So if two Edom say that he owes two, and then he's kaifa the less, he also has to swear shvur deraisa. So the Gemara says over there, im isa lederabchia, if we hold like abchia, so now this roya will have to swear. That's what the Gemara says. If you hold like abchia, you'll have to swear. Frag the Gemara, in the name lesser derabchia, you don't hold like abchia, doesn't have to swear. What's with Rab Nachman? Rab Nachman said, monali biyotcha, v'lo oim eilacha biyotiklum. You also mechuyiv to swear. So why have to say this? Oh, it's the Torah, misa lederabchia. Forget about Rab Chiya, but I have to swear Shavuos Hesses, so he has to swear Shavuos Hesses. So there the Gemara brings the first Lashon of Rab Nachman, by says we paskin like Rab Nachman. Aval Rabbeinu Tam, the Rabbeinu Tam wasn't so posh at him that we paskin like the first Lashon. In the time I made the misofik and lachai vishvur, I had like a drama minor. If there were by misofik, that means we have two lashonos in the Gemara. Rab Nachman said you say a shvur's hesses, and there's one lashon a fool without a drama minor. The second lashon is with a drama minor. There's no psak in the Gemara, so the Rabbi Natan said misofik. He can't be machai v'mashvur if there's no drama minor. Kivin sheyesh beis l'shainis. There's two l'shainis in the Gemara. How can you? Oh, we pass against the first loss. Number one. Beperikam the b'metzia lav dafkid noked lishnekam. That what the Gemara said. Rav Nachman said, "Monali b'yot v'lamin elchayedei." The hosamika dror the momayne. The susadi v'chol treminayu. Rabbi Natan said over there. Forget about Rab Chiya. We zicha see that this person owes him something. Because two Edom, forget about Ados Edom, but two Edom said that he did take Zichah to Tzayin away from him. So that's called Ador the Mamayne, that I feel according to the second Loshen, Yimachuyiv to swear Shavuos Hesses. Vishamari, so we have here a machloikis, the Rabbeinu Tam, for Rashi it seems, Rashi held we paskin like the first Loshen. The Rabbeinu Tam, they said, you can't be Machayev Ashur. B'sham Ari, Shrabein Etam, Hoye Menich L'Deyonim L'Chayev, Eiche D'Lek Edror D'Mamayna. No, Shrabein Etam wasn't such a big Machayev. If he wasn't on the Bezdin, and he knew that Bezdin wants to be Machayev Ashur, he didn't say anything. Rak Shehu Lai Hoye Reitza Lodinke. But he would not be on such a Bezdin. That means he wouldn't pass the Nachayev Shur. Since there's two lashonos in the Gemara, as he was machma, but if other dayonim or matal achiyev shua, he didn't say anything. Actually, how you write the loading came. Now I think there's missing a word here. Avol heiche the moide shechayev loy. What if he was moide that he owed him money? Ela shetoyin loy parati. He ended his money from him. He says, you're right, I borrowed money, but I paid you up. Ro, ri, talking about Maise Rav, so the ri saw, es Rabbeinu Tam Shechiyev Shvur. That Rabbeinu Tam was Machayev Shvur. That means such a case that we hear from the Nitva that there was a halva, but the Nitva says, I paid you up, but it was kaifa right away. There was a vote, but I paid you well. Ava gav deleke eidim bahi eido. There's no eidim b'chal that he was made. Boye yochel lichvel b'sho sheton sheparati. He could have been kaifa and said, I never borrowed from you. Could have been kaifa that there was a door. Oma abokaponim dachoshiv shape dror de bamayne. This is called a dror de bamayne. That means, vinisht vi, we hear from the nitva that he did owe him something. The malve is not being teveya bechinam. So then the Rabbi Netam held, we could be mechay b'shvua. Mayahidin esativ lo, avogav de bahachido yeshedim. The case of the second lashon, the Gemara in Shavuos was speaking about there was Eidim, and in the Rabbeinu Tam speaking about there's no Eidim. Yes, Amigo could have said that I never borrowed from you. Vipshata avgato yel, vipshata loch mashmu demand the masni esefe. Choshev lo dro demay mishum dike Eidim baido shamaloi esmal pain ben yochalat alichpoel. Afal Pikein, the Rabbeinu Tam held Afilu, there was no Eidim on the Hidor, and now he's a Kaifa Hakel, Afal Pikein, that's called a Dror de Mamoine. The Rav Haigoin Perish, Kemoikein, Rav Haigoin Paskin, also like Rabbeinu Tam, Loi Mashbin in Lei, Heiche de Leke Dror de Mamoine, Umiyu Mishamtin in Lei, the Rav Haigoin also paskin like the Rabbeinu Tam, that without a dror the moine will not be mechay v'shuas eses. Afal Pikein, Rav Haigoin said that if there's no dror the moine will put him. We hear the Rakashe on Rav Hunen, Rav Yehuda. The Reisha says you're chayiv, you're only chayiv who's a tainis bori. So speaking about that there was a tainus bori, and the Sefer says, and your potter, he says, ein yedem nischayavti loch. So it's a kasha and Rav Hune, and Rav Nachme, it's a, and Rav Hune and Rav Yehuda. So the Gemara, loy, loylom, the loy katov aloy. The Mishnah is speaking about without a tviya. He wasn't Teveya. I, the Mishnah says he's Chayiv. But Bo Lotzeis Yedei Shemai. Speaking about he wants to be Lotzeis Yedei Shemai. Itmar Nami Omar Rabchia Barab Omar Rab Yechanim, who holds that Bori Veshemov, Lav Bori Yodit, Ha'imel Lachaber Amoneli Biyotcho, Ba'lo Oimer Eine Yedeya, Chayiv, Bebo Lotzeis Yedei Shemai. Let us see Rashi. Lotzeis Yedei Shemai. Bekiven de Kamoide. De Vade Gozle. Loi Nofik Yedei Shemayim. Ad de Ovid Hashavet. Abo Seife Hoyo. Loi Gazlan Yoda. Loi Nigzal Yoda. Leke Shumtain Is Bori. Ritzach lemeipak yedei shemayim. Yitmanami daheche de balotzis yedei shemayim afileman da potalei medinei odom moide de chayiv eiche dike ktsas tainis bori. Hilke rafune du uk mereshe bide loitova hoyel ve ike ktsas bori. Hilke rafune du uk mereshe bide loitova. Speaking of added for you, I will bori, the gazlan yoda, the gozlai mei kore, chayev bebo lotzeis yedei shemai. I'd like to speak for a few minutes. There's a very interesting ha'ore that Rab Shimon in Shari Yoshe is ma'ira. It says in the Gemara, ha'imel lechaveire moneli biyotcho, ha'lo ha'imel, Eine Yedeya, Chayev, Bebo, Lotzeis, Yedei Shemayim. So this is really double talk. Chayev, he's Chayev, Bebo, Lotzeis, Yedei Shemayim. If wants to be here today, so, doesn't mean he's Chayev. He says, all the time we hear in Baba Kama, Dalet Von Potter, Medinei Yono, Bechayev, Bedinei Shemayim. Chayev, Bedinei Shemayim means he's Chayev, not Chayev. Chayev b'dinei shemayim. So there's dinei odom, there's dinei shemayim. Here it says chayiv, period. It's chayiv. Bibo lotzeis yedei shemayim. If he wants to be yotzei yedei shemayim, he's chayiv. But the lashon of the Mishnah says chayiv. So Rav Shimon says a very interesting yisod. He says, when you have here bori v'shem on a mursik, so he says, there's hilchis, there's mishpatei hadayon. That means when you come to Bezdin has a klal, if a person is holding something, and he wants it for himself, and it's in his rishus, so in hilchis dayonim, there's a din, man de koiv le'ozel abayasye. If you say something is wrong, you want to take it away from him, he wants to be mazikit, so you can't take it away from him. That's mishpatei hadayonim. That's what Bezdin does. Not speaking about we're not being done up in Ruach HaKodesh. There's mishpatei adayonim. If Yana is holding it, you want to be meitzvah, you have to bring a biru. A meitzvah mechaveri, all of a rai, you have to bring a biru. Without a rai, you can't be meitzvah from a Muslim. So, Rav Shimon, so what is pshat in this psak? What is pshat in this psak? Pshat in this psak is, so, kozman Yana is a muzik, legabi ol, tashmishim, legabi ol, and hoges, we consider it belongs to the muzik. That's an agelo. But klapish maye galye, who it really belongs to, who knows? That we know by Shemay. But Bezdin is loy by Shemay. Me Bezdin paskins is mishpatei hadayon. He says, but what if the nitva says as follows. If he says, I want to hold it for myself, so maybe you can't take it away from it. What if the nitzvah says, I don't want to hold it for myself. I want to know what the din is. I want to be lotzei yedei shemayim, not like this one, holding for myself, that this so Bezdin's hands are tied. Bezdin can be mighty for me. I don't want to hold it for myself. Since musik is not a biru, I don't want musik should play a role in this din. What is the din? So bebo lotzei yedei shemayim and not relying on his music, because bebo lotzei yedei shemayim, his music doesn't mean anything. So then he's taka chayiv. That means bori v'shemo without a music, so bori is odif taka. Or if there was a cheskas chayiv, that means it's gezalticho. And I don't know if I paid you up, even though it's a shemo v'shemo. So, without a muzik, the cheskas chiv is machayev. So, the lashon of the Mishnah says chayev. The Gemara says, balotzi de shemayim is chayev. Not chayev bedine shemayim. Here we're speaking about a different concept completely. He says, I don't want my muzik should in any way affect aloche. I want the din should be apiyam is what the din is. And I don't want my muzik should affect the lochit. If he's bebo lotzei yedei shemayim, which is muzik, doesn't mean anything, so then me'ikar adin he's chayiv to pay, either als bori b'shemo or als cheskas chiyuv.